make them square hundreds the same as that one.
You're saying, like they were saying, that these were at the bottom here, and the first concession were string hundreds.
Yeah. Then when they got across the road, they run these.
And then there's some strings
these
there.
These are running right through, too. I don't know why they...
It's
I guess it was kind of the push.
You see here, sometimes it's the lay of the land. You say they...
Well, that Levi Hughes, what... That's Kite Levi's. That bird must have split it. Well, Glencoe said something to me one time about, because this is Robert Lynn Farm, which was, I don't know where that Levi Hughes got, because it's Kite's hair, he said. This is 200 acre farm, though. Mm-hmm. This Adam Bannerman was where Webby Grant was. So sad.
Okay, well, we just turned the corner now and off Highway 9, and we're headed north on what used to be called 27 on the road, and we're headed
on line between. Ago, wouldn't there? Farmers run short of water in the winter. They come down and haul water out of the barrels of the sleighs, haul water out of the river here up for their livestock. And I remember in the spring of the year, that little field had been covered with carp. They'd be out in the sun there in the spring of the year. You could just go in there and pick carp up that size. This was the Lewis farm here, and it ran right through the mill. This was the Reynolds boys. Grandfather lived there. My mother was raised there. This is the Lewis. Davis is originally lived here, and they sold it to people in Wilson. He lived there for a long time, Les Wilson.
That's the original homestead back in there. Back in here.
Yeah, that's where one of the Hugheses were there. That's the cheese factory right there, too. Used to be an old couple lived here. Sam, Mrs. Patterson, and Mrs. Patterson had two brothers, Bob and George Sykes. These old lads would all round the hole, help people hoe or help people hay, and they lived in that little place right there. I remember them well.
Was there a blacksmith shop in Dunkirk? Handyman?
Jim Cutler used to have a cockshot dealership over there. Way back in the 40s, I guess. I think McKirby's lived on that farm with her kids.
That's a new home there.
Yeah.
But this is...
This is what Clarence McGuire used to live. Remember?
Mickey?
Yep. The daughter and son-in-law lived on there.
So this was the original Hughes home, though.
Yeah.
4251. Then would you, how old would you think that house is?
Our original house, the day of the reading, they're asking me how old it would be, and I said I wouldn't have a clue at all. The barn was built in the 1920s, and the house was there before that, so this was Roy's daughters, Albert and Linda Baker, live. Albert died with cancer. We just make a phone call. You know Albert?
I know Albert.
He's Cheese Factory's been here quite a while.
Yep. In fact, they came up there in 1960. This would be one of these roads that didn't go anywhere.
Well, what's her name? Louis DeMaul's daughter. Allison, she built a house up in the back end there. They opened the road right up to up beside the east of Ronnie and Karen's.
And this is what the marsh used to look like before.
Yeah.
it was drained. Down here at the end.
I know it's supposed to be that big that one of us will.
It was like
this. He used to haul, remember? It was three or four farms, House Stoddard and the Rays, Ferg Sullivan's. He used to come down there and cut tamarack every time stuff out the big. I'd pay him $1 a load on a sleigh load. They'd come down there and spend all day cutting a load. $1 home at night. $1 a load.
Who would they pay that to? The
back home for firewood.
Who would they pay it to?
Like the Scott family. George Scott.
Well, I know a lot of people in Bradford did the same thing, and I don't know whether they paid anybody.
Well, they just put to pay the $1 a load. It wasn't enough. It was back on the other farm, really, where Scott's lived. But anyway, he clipped Whitesides and top of the bottom of a great big white team. Just take the bush every winter. A great big pair of snakes. Some of them got smart. They got clipped down, take below the poles, home for about three times what they were hauling. And they said, since we cut that off, that wasn't any money in that.
Three times.
But imagine what they do back then for $1 a load.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to haul way back in there.
Well, would they stockpile that and then buzz it up in the summer and then have firewood the next year? I know talking to some people in Bradford, they were saying that Simcoe Road used to run, Simcoe Street ran right straight through up over top of the hill there, and right down into the marsh. There used to be a lot of wood came back up over that hill.
Back when this was after 27 Highway was built, because House Stoddard, I remember one day in the spring of the year, the sleigh was getting awful thin. And house got stuck on the bare ground with the snow plow come up behind them, just eased it, pushed them right up over the hill as hard as the horses could run. I remember that as if it was yesterday. There was only a kid standing there and watching them.
This was the township snow plow?
Yeah. No, it would be the highway at that time.
Highway at that time. When did the township get their first snowplow?
Okay. Be back. I started to go with these in 1942 when her dad was on council and were discussing the snowplow then. Probably be 43, 44 they get their first grader.
Adams Grader?
Yeah. Well, they bought a FWD, what they called a four-wheel truck. You remember that big one they had?
Yeah.
Lou Neely and Turner. What was his first name?
Dick?
Bruce Turner.
Bruce Turner, yeah.
They drove that little truck and they stored it at our place there where Brian is now. They stored it there for the summertime because they didn't have any use for it. So back in there on September 1st.
And would they try to keep every road open or just...
As much as they could, yeah.
And there were some winters it was a real
Sure. I remember one year guess in the first year we moved up for Brian in 1947. It was an awful winter, and somebody phoned us about 11 o'clock at night. George, we're still living there then, George and Mom and Dad, the first winter. We were down in front of Johnny Harrison's, and Herbie was stuck, Herbie Anderson, right up. Couldn't even see it in front of the snow plow. We had to break it off the top so he could wedge it in across that he couldn't either go ahead or back. So it was cold night, moon was shining. But six or seven of us worked there this to get him up over the hill again that night. That's back when it was snow. Because I remember when I was going with Gene. Once the wintertime came, he couldn't go across five side roads from 88 to the 8th. Those went through Jack Armstrong's and Wilford Ferris's. They had a trail back through there, the Allens did. It was closed all winter.
I know, we were down where we were, the neighbors behind us, like the next farm north, their farm, their farmstead, was, but we were on the concession, like on, say on this line here, and our farmstead was here. They were on this, they were like on the side road, and their lane came back in, and their buildings were about the same place as ours were on the side. Well, they had 200 rod and 200 rod lane, but in wintertime, we just opened the gates, they came back in. Not every winter. Well, until they got chipping milk, and then they had to keep the lane open.
I remember back in the late 30s, 37, 38, of St. Patrick's. Yes, Patrick's Day in March, and we had an awful snowstorm. There's no fellow in there by the name of Herman Kirby died in bed. And these Lewis boys I was telling you about, Lizzie Reynolds and his brothers, Harry had a black team. And I remember them coming up, Harry's black team, and bringing Herman out across the field here, and the snow was so deep because we lived next farm. I remember that as well as yesterday. The first money I ever made, I wasn't very old, from the street. Three farms here, Les and Ken Holmes, and the debits all changed hands. They had three teams hauling seeds in the barn and grain. I got 75 cents a day for running the horse on the sling, so I wasn't very old.
That's a past art, riding the horse on the sling.
Yeah.
The horse, you didn't all. You really basically just walked beside the horse.
Yeah.
The horse knew about what was expected of them just as much as you did.
Yeah, the horse knew more than I did that day.
They knew when to pull, and as soon as the rope eased a little bit, they stopped.
Yeah. We used to come down here for a mail down the corner of the east of a dog we called Teddy. Park police in there, Dale. We'd lead them down, and one of us kids get on the sleigh and hold the mail up, and he'd hammer back up the road home and get us.
Is that when you had a mailbox?
It was a whole line of mailboxes at once. It came charmed. A neighbor up here, he was working from Devitt's, and he was hauling gravel. Bill Scott was his name. And this day he was just coming back. He was going south, and I was coming north with a dog. Bill said, Les Holmes said, a pig or two here on the side of the road. And Bill says, sick of Ted, collided with the lights, and the dog come up and started eating run. Just got there, and he took a dive over the bank for these pigs, and the sleigh nosedived in and broke the harness. I stood there bawling and crying. I could hear Bill laughing going across the road there.
I just parked here in front of the Hughes Homestead on Highway 27. Yep. This is the original home.
Yeah. I was born there in January 1921. I don't know which room. But...
Okay, but what about the barn? Is this the second barn?
No, but well, I guess I would think that barn was built when, or at least it was renovated in 1918 or so. Mother and Dad were married in 1915. I think it was before that.
Is there part of it was the original, like an original barn?
Yeah. And then this is the one they're going on toward me.
One with like the shed roof was the original
barn?
Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah. And is it on a foundation or is it on
there's stalls and everything underneath. It used to be the sheep pen. The sheep went to there when we were kids.
And we were mentioning there earlier on about the orchard. There's a,
still cutting the trees up in there.
Oh, yeah.
Is there many of the towns, the homes in the towns and farms within that long, like 1872 to 1827? So that was, 173 years.
From what we've seen on the abstracts, well, I think that there may be about six or eight.
Still in the family.
Yeah. Still, well, see, we're going through to about 1960 because from 1960 there's a, you know, things started to change a lot. But in that period that we stayed, like from 1820s, 1830s, when most of the original people came to dig up the land, through to about that period, I think it's maybe about about eight to ten, something like that.
We have pictures of us kids. The year Dad was buried in August of 1922. And Margaret Holmes over here, and Les Holmes, his wife, they kept us kids the day of her dad's funeral. We have pictures. They used to have a random on their front there. They had a picture of us kids out in the front yard there. These houses here are all new.
You were mentioning there about Highway 27. What year was it built?
Well, I think it was around 35, 36, 7 that we're working on. I was still kids going to school, and I remember E. Chandler, Donald Coates had a great big team of Herman Lennox's, and they were a fence gang. It was D. Coleman from Cookstown. I forget who all else, but they put the fences up. Well, then, time they built the highway, it was all about horses and scrapers and stuff, and they had a big camp down here on just where I showed you there where they used to haul water out of the little field there. There was a camp of horses there.
Just a little bit north of number 9.
Yeah. I think Mackie was the fellow that had the contact down there, but I remember them doing this hill, and after they got a rope through with a truck. When they built bridges up, I think I told you before, they built bridges up in a square hole in the top, and the truck would drive underneath them, and they'd have teams with slush scrapers. Another team plow on the ground, they'd slush scrapers up over the hill and over the bridge, and they'd dump her down through into the truck. I remember the bridge that was up there in Sabat, and all the pictures and stuff like that.
What did they, what was here before? Like, it was
just a gravel road.
Just a gravel road.
Not a good gravel road either. But it was almost a town line between Tecumseh and West Glomar.
There's always an argument who's going to pay to fix it.
Back then, they never spent much money on it, I guess.
Well, the other thing was where would they get gravel?
Yeah, that's it.
It's always been a problem.
Yeah.
didn't matter which township you lived in, some of them were. Because even townships that had gravel didn't know where it was, and didn't have the way of, like, I know that we're talking with Irene. The Browns had a gravel pit up there just to the west of Colson's Hill. The fellas used to go in there with teams and wagons and shovels, shovel the gravel on the road.
One of the winters, I had this farm here, and the lane got bad, and I hauled gravel from way up. Martin was up there, way up near the Tottenham. They're way up near Ten Side Road, and I hauled gravel down.
Is this soil in through here pretty much all the same, like a...
Pretty well heavy clay, yeah. Down through up in the hill there. It's more loamy. It's, that farm pretty heavy clay. Yeah. Somebody there before.
Headed east on the fourth lane.
This is the farm I was telling you about, according to the city of Muslims.
On the south side here, this would be lot. This would be lot two. Yeah, lot two.
Yeah, because there's George Noel on the Kiley farm. This is the Lynn farm.
Lynn, any Lynn still around? No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Lynn said one time, but.
Looking here at the farm that's just to the east of the old Kiteley place of the farm. Now this shows here that this was a bannerman as well. This one here.
Back when I remember, it was the Kings
and
Brown. Bob Brown's owned it. Not the Bob Brown we know, but the other Bob Brown. He married Nellie McKean, which is down on where John
Collum
lived. No, they lived here for a while.
Is that
then this? They moved away over to Gowanstown.
Now, is that, we're talking about barns, you see, now there's those old original barns.
Oh, yeah, the old. I remember we were up short of hay and we were just kids and we all hated it. There fell the Oriole Green down front.
Did,
See, the Bannermans and the McKays were all related to the McKay at the next 50 acres. This is 150 acres. Henry McKay, which lived down on the next 400 highway there, all across the view. And the McKays and the Bennelmans were all related. Because we're related to the Bennelmans and the McKays.
Well, we've been
somewhere another through the Gibb family. My great grandfather, Gibb, built that big house where Andy Turner is,
yeah.
The old house. Got the dirt for the bricks down at the bottom of the hill there. Was heard the story on that.
Down here?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that when we get down there. So I want to go chat about that.
Grant's lived there.
It's an old timer too, isn't it?
Yep. This was a McKay farm right here.
This is the lodge. Lot four.
Yeah,
no, it's the west half. West half of four.
Yeah.
Henry McKay. What relation were they to the Henry McKay that was across the road from us?
Well, I guess they'd all be related, but because as I say, the Benhams on the next farm there, they don't remember. But Harry Sullivan lived down here when I was a kid.
And this was the McKay place too?
Was it?
According to this.
Well, it could be before. Before Harry Sullivan.
The watch here. Henry McKay here, which is this one here. Then there's Donald McKay down here. And then Henry McKay here, which is the west one, and the banner on banner. And then we can this whole thing.
Shows
the school here, like just about where we are now. This shows the school. You're saying that like this would be Fred's farm here. So you're saying it's like about there.
No, I was thought it was there, but I couldn't remember.
It was where? Like,
I never remembered, but like we still called it number 2 school, but there was no. I remember a foundation, but I'm not, I wouldn't be too clear on that either.
Okay. We're within 40 rods. farmer's tolerance. Mentioning about the brickyard. The brickyard is down in here?
Sitting there, says in the bush someplace. I never did see where exactly it was, but they always told the story. They grabbed a good plate of bricks out of the brickyard. It was laid out by the middle there.
Okay, so it was in among the... Well, here's Gibb here. You see, 1858, Alexander Gibb. And then it shows here as being William Sutherland. William Sutherland.
Yeah.
And then Gibb was the original. And so you're saying that the brickyard would be Bodium here, like the river bends around. Mr. Bodium Flats here.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Was there any sign of a place where they fired the bricks?
I never saw them. We used to go down there skating when we were kids. Skate over here to clean snow off and stuff. Then the girls would all come back and bring a sledgehammer or something from the doors and then the barn up here. Go down, build a fire, and they skate for a while, then they'd go home again. Always played hockey in the afternoon after we got this ice cleared. Back in the
this would be like off just on the river right
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
What was the where did your family go to shop? Schaumburg. When you went to Bradford, what was the road that you followed?
No, we never. Of course, we started going with Gene in 1942. That almost started there, and then went to the show or something in Bradford. That was a Saturday night opening. Go to the show, up to Mrs. Quinn's, and have a drink of brick ice cream. Cost you about $1.
Yeah.
Well, they're writing. That started in 1942.
This road here, like the fourth, like it, of course, before 40, before Highway 400 went right through, it was more or less, it wasn't a much used road, or was it a much used road?
We used to come down here to my doll girls up there on the fourth and one of the panic in there, but
they were just a little bit, they were right beside where we, used
to. Yeah, well, they were first cousins of my mother's.
Yeah.
And I used to do a lot of custom work, doing all the tracks work there for years. So we used to come down here, mother, bring it down to our kids, because we get down the road.
Do you ever remember when the road went straight through?
No.
No.
Because 1920 wasn't the flood, or 21. 21.
What kind of a bridge used to be here? There was an old wooden one, but I remember.
Yeah, because remember that was a big issue too, with how they were going to build it, and where it's going, the way it was going to face and all that stuff.
But the river didn't used to. It was the river larger than it is now.
I think it used to be wider.
It used to be clear.
Yeah. Catfish.
We just crossed the bridge at the number 5 side road. And we're just here. MacArthur Brothers had a sawmill here.
Right here.
Right here, yeah.
No.
Was it that you bring logs in there? Did you ever bring logs?
We never brought any down there. One time we took some way up the 6th of Tecumseh there. I don't think they were riding down the hill. They still own this farm, I guess. Still own the credit name.
Yeah.
I guess, well, they sold it to the people next door here last spring.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so.
Sure. Heard what happens in the network. And this.
Well, maybe, but Billy Miles used to live there, but I don't know who they've been on there.
Well, this again was a Bannerman farm. And then on the north half was a Goodfellow back in. And of course, that's. This farm shows as being a McKay farm as well. They came right out here to the what is now the 400. There was a barn. I remember there was a barn here, an old barn here, sat right in here. Mrs. McMillan came up to us and wanted to know if Dr. Doug and I wanted us to take it down. And of course, as soon as we started to strip the boards off it, the darn frame was just moving. So we said, look, our dad was killed in some of these darn things. If you want this down, what we'd suggest is we'll cut the corner trusses, you know, and then we'll pull it down, which is what we did. She had visions of saving the beam and stuff. I don't think she was very happy with the decision. It was hard to give a chance. It was almost like swampy through here, wasn't it, at one time?
It might have been years. I don't remember if it's ever been swampy. It could have been years and years ago. Say we just get down there
and we got all girls on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Percy Steptoe?
Yeah.
Have you ever been involved in 400 highway at all?
See, our farmer Brian is the kind of the cemetery that stayed out.
You stayed off the edge of it.
I bought some farms after the highway went through the farm behind us, Sir Richie County, owned about it, and eventually it ended up by the one on the other side of the highway. That's the old.
Were there quite a few local people, though, who did work on the highway?
Not so much, just some of them. They used to be Grossby, lived up there on the where O'Donnell's are there now, and Andy used to work on the bridges. There wasn't that many, really.
Sorry, Keith Blackwell, Gibbs' brother, he worked on bridges, like wiring, reinforcing. Stuff like that. It's not the way that they do it by sleep in some ways. Was there, before the highway came through, was there much, the approval process? Did they ask?
Not so much of the highway going through, because I wasn't involved in anymore. It didn't affect Frank's over there. The old farm was we bought, but we were quite involved in the state towards the road job. Folks up here then?
Well, no, we came up in 54, and the fourth year was open. See, so we could come up and turn off there, come across through and up in this way. But the interesting thing was, there were damages, damages paid, stuff like that. Well, when our lawyer did the title search, he never picked up on that. So the damages were all paid to Charlie. But we didn't know anything about it until we found out later on.
So we had a hearing there in Bradford on the 8th or north of there, 10 Edwards lived on the east of the highway there. I forget what compensation we got there, but there for the cemetery. It was there, but I'd say maybe a couple of thousand. But there was a lot of discussion on it.
Well, it's like a lot of other things. It's people don't pay much attention until it happens. And then when it happens, all of a sudden, well, you never told me this is what was going to happen.
Brian was born in 51, March. And it was still open then, but it wasn't open for very long. We lived down the road there, just east of Brian's.
Well, it's... I guess it was gravel for very long, like it was a gravel surface.
Yeah, it was quite a while before they got paid.
A lot of the gravel for that part of the road came out of the southern pit over there by Bates.
Well, a lot of hole. Because I don't forget. Remember the dump we were down with the trucks and airplanes. Mostly what they were all was over the hole. Right? They did the hole somewhere up where the township area is now.
It was used maybe just as base pit run and stuff like that, used the base and pit. It's quite a project, just to say.
Yeah.
What's the major... What was the major change that came about as a result of Fort Pierce, I think, as far as the township was concerned?
Well, I guess you said it cut a lot of the neighbors off on both sides, but I don't think everybody talked about all the hardships that were going to have before it was closed, and then they said it disappeared afterwards. Because I know the city, he said, got a service road. Ninth and underpass, but there was nothing from the ninth to the tenth. So, yeah, you change with the times, I guess, and that's about the way it is.
One thing we heard, I heard was that the, I don't know whether it's a fact or rumor, is that the when the highway went through, the province gave extra money for the consolidation of schools rather than building service roads. Have you ever heard that?
Well, no, I was George Johnson was our representative then on the five-side road from probably about the 12th. Just always about you to just swill from there. I remember much of us on the school board some time went up one Saturday afternoon to George Johnson's basket factory, sat on a bushel of baskets, persuaded George to make that a development road, the five-side road. Okay. So we didn't get anything for the schools from the schools, not to my knowledge. I was trustee, but they didn't call that a development road. They put all the fences up and every bridge from the TV, highway bridge they gave me, opened that up. So that was really our compensation for them.
Part and parcel of making, because with the consolidated school, you had to be getting buses to get kids to school. So that's why.
All the mothers said, "Oh, I didn't want my kids riding with high school kids." All this. She said to just put her foot down and said, "Look, there's one bus going to go down the road. He's going to pick the high school, the public school up both." Forget about it. Look at the buses we got on the road now. Yeah. Extra expensive. Four or five buses run down one road, which is stupid. But the mothers didn't want their little kids sleeping to learn bad words and everything right from the high school kids.
Well, it's We've got too many people running in schools.
Yeah.
Boy. Too many people running in school.
Well, that Cosmopolitan built their admitters, which is outrageous, you know. We have friends up in Dufferin County there, and he was chairman of the Dufferin School Board for a moment. After they built that, I took our nine around one night to look at that place. He just shook his head. He couldn't believe it. The school board would spend that kind of money in building a ministry. So
what are they doing on 400 there? I hear them talking about the construction out here. You see, what are they doing out here? I was at it for now for a week or so. You hear it on the news. They're talking about it. Were you on council at the time of Hurricane Hazel?
No, no. I was on. Well, I was on school board in 60, when it was Hazel, 54.
54, yeah.
No, I was on school board in 60, I guess.
Did you get the
interview? No, not yet.
You were up on the, up where Brian is now.
Up there in 47.
Did you have much effect from Hurricane Hazel?
Right.
Did you have much effect from Hurricane Hazel?
It took a lot of fences out and stuff like that, but we weren't. Nothing really serious. Our basement, they'd go in the bed, a couple of inches of water on it. Next morning, we get up, it's all gone.
Yeah. This is the tape number 2 with Orville Hughes on September 24th, 02. We're at the corner of 5th Line and 5 Side Road, heading west. The south side is what is now the Loeb Farm, and the north side is what used to be, Sinclair's, and
Jessup's.
Gilgulies and Doug Jackson's, and now belongs to Jamie Metcalf. This would have been
a Ed Witch's curve here, I don't know. folks that his mother-in-law, Alex McKean, was lived in the farm on the fourth there. They worked together. They had sold us.
Any McKean Shop. Road? Any McKean Road hoops around? Pardon? Any McKean Road hoops?
Well, the daughter's still over. This is Brown's. Bob Brown and Mary Nellie McKean. They have a daughter over at Johnstown someplace. I'm not too sure her name is in the news, but I haven't seen her in this case. She's about my age, I guess. She was Martin Brown.
So this family lives here was